Okay, so who comes from Aberdeen? Well, there's this chappie.
Hello and welcome to the Health Report with me, Norman Swan.
He did medicine there.
I'm Norman Swan. You've been listening to the Health Report. Time to wake up, and I'll see you next week.
And then there's this lassie. Annie Lennox, the Queen of Aberdeen. And that's where the British Science Festival finished this week. The BA, as it was known when it began in 1831. In 1833, at the BA in Cambridge, they named scientists, previously called natural philosophers. The BA Festival also named dinosaurs in 1842. And in Aberdeen, just now, in the wake of the Higgs, they named the Wang particle after Charles Wang, Professor of Physics at the university. And you should care about the Wang because it's responsible for the cataclysm called a supernova, whose dust you're made of. Professor Wang is a little embarrassed by the new name.
Well, it's a special type of gravitational scalar particle.
Gravitational scalar particle, but it's been called in the papers the Wang, is that correct?
Well, Wang is my name, and I've been leading this research from Aberdeen, involving my collaborators at Rutherford Upton Laboratory near Oxford, as well as my collaborators in Lisbon.
And is it similar to a Higgs boson?
It is very similar to a Higgs boson in the way that it is also a scalar particle.
What do you mean by a scalar particle?
It is a particle of the simplest type, indeed. It doesn't have a particular direction like electromagnetism. It doesn't have any particular charge, for example.
And is it manifest only at the end of the life cycle of a star when it's collapsing?
The reason it's involved at the core of a collapsing star is that it takes extremely high density and high temperature, high energy, for these particles to be formed.
And so it's not in existence in a normal, everyday circumstance?
Yes, that is correct, and therefore it's a very exotic type of particle.
Indeed, very exotic. But when you published the results of this, CERN got in touch with you saying that they want to do an experiment to find it.
Yes, I published a paper towards the end of last year, and very soon they got in touch with me, expressing interest to run an experiment to test it.
How would they do that?
They explained their idea of simulating the nuclear reaction similar to what we initiated close to the core of a supernova.
Now, what made you think that this new particle exists at all?
The origin of this particle would come from a new theory of gravity. Now, over the years, I have been pursuing a program of quantum gravity, and then I realized that a particle like this could be evolved, and it would be particularly active in a condition similar to a collapsing star.
How different would this be, the quantum gravity theory, from Einstein's theory of gravity?
This theory will be a little bit more complicated than Einstein's theory, but it will also have additional nice features so that it would be more friendly to other parts of physics, in particular quantum physics.
So at the moment there's a division between relativity and quantum physics, and this has been an embarrassment to physics, so you'd help unite them.
I'm hoping that I will be able to shed more light on the barrier between quantum physics and general relativity, and I am hoping that this new particle would provide such a role.
You call it a new particle. How many of your colleagues across the world have agreed that it's likely to exist?
This new particle, the reason it's new is that it has new features to allow it to be active at the center of a collapsing heavy star. But as a scalar particle, the generic theory has been suspected for some decades.
So you don't have lots of people arguing with you saying that you might not be right?
Not from the theoretical viewpoint. I think there are some expectation that such particles would play more role in the evolution of the universe.
Now, let me call it the Wang, just for brevity's sake. In what way is the Wang, this new particle, likely to be involved in space weather?
This particle, as you call it, Wang, would help explain the supernova explosions so that cosmic rays would be generated. And cosmic rays is a major factor in space weather, and therefore there are indeed very close links between this new particle and space weather.
And some people think it's got to do with climate change on Earth as well.
Yes, since space weather couples to the Earth's climate very closely, in particular, cosmic rays coming into the Earth's atmosphere will trigger the formation of cloud, and that would affect the sunlight getting through, and therefore there's a direct effect.
Do you know when CERN is likely to do the experiment, to take up your invitation?
The experiment has been planned towards the end of this year, so it could be November or December. I'm glad also this will be run, since after the end of this year, CERN will actually be shut down for system maintenance and upgrade for a whole year.
Yeah, so you better be quick, eh?
Yes, you're right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The modest Professor Charles Wang, Professor of Physics at the University of Aberdeen, and the collider at CERN will indeed be shut down early next year, depending on how much exciting follow-up work there is to do. Shut up for maintenance. Let's hope they find the Wang first.